The core elements of the plot of Ambition came to Stephen Maitland Lewis courtesy of actual shenanigans he learned about while working as an investment banker in the late 80s.
I had spent many, many years in investment banking in London, in New York, Paris, and Kuwait. But it wasn't until I got to New York and worked on Wall Street within a major investment bank that I was privy to the fraud that was being perpetrated in a major United States commercial bank with regard to the sale of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of loans. And I saw what was going on. At that time, I had no thought whatsoever of writing about it. But years later, when I'd ceased to be in the investment banking field and was a writer, became a writer, I then realized that here was a story.
A story of unbridled greed, fraud, and ambition that in life, and in Stephen Maitland Lewis's novel, turns on a scheme to skim millions of dollars from the bank's sale of problematic loans to other banks through a third-party shell company at huge discounts.
So if they sold off a loan for the sake of 42 cents on the dollar, maybe the bank received 40 cents and 2% was skimmed. And if you take 2% on a $20 million loan, that's a lot of money.
Money that the bank in fact took, and in Maitland Lewis's fiction, takes a long time to miss.
They didn't become aware of it until it had been going on for a very long time. And the department at the bank comprised four people, basically, and a secretary. One of the four was the villain of the piece, the crook. The other three were legitimate. And they were fearful, correctly so, that the bubble would burst and that they may become tainted by this. They were 100% innocent. So they wrote a very detailed memorandum specifying trade by trade by trade what was fishy. And they, at their own expense, retained a law firm in New York who traveled cross-country to meet with the president of the bank with this memorandum in hand. And the bank then took action to resolve the situation. They closed down the department and effectively fired all four of them, the three whistleblowers plus the villain. And they tried to keep it very, very quiet. And the reason they tried to keep it quiet was because this incident was in the last year of the chairman's period of office. And the chairman was an elder statesman of American banking, a very fine, dignified, and internationally respected and well-known individual. And it would have been an enormous embarrassment to him.
In Ambition, Stephen Maitland Lewis keeps most of those elements in one form or another. A slight rearrangement here, bit of an alteration there. It has a cast of characters that sounds like it's fairly true to the events, though you have fictionalized them and thrown a lot of good fun and sex into the mix as well.
Well, I can say that the core plot, the financial fraud and chicanery, that is pretty accurate. The sex, the drugs, the orgies, the blackmail, that's fiction.
Fiction that, unlike with Maitland Lewis's two previous novels, did not require substantial research.
Writing about the sex and the orgies, although I don't want to say that I did that through any personal experience, it didn't require a lot of research.
Oh, shame for that.
Yeah. You could say, yeah.
Yes. There's one area you maybe could have stood to get a little research going. The easy morality and fraud, the characters who perpetrate it, and those trying to cover it up all ring true in the new novel from Stephen Maitland Lewis, Ambition, for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten.
It's funny that matters. Hear what I say. it's true.